April 20th, 2015. I guess we're all at a tremendous loss today with Patira of our own. I was learned in the Gush between 1982-84. Lichtenstein passed away.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, I just...
I guess I remember, you know, reading in By His Light, one of his, it was written, you know, just his sichot that he gave to some of the Americans in Gush. It wasn't written by him, just put together. And he was maybe talking about how, you know, giving ourselves over to the system and to a almost a Das Torah, but he said and somehow you're giving up your autonomy, and it's true. But he said it is a very, you do have a lot of autonomy, because he said that the decision lies with every person to decide which Rav and which Gadol they want to mold their life after, and that. But once you do, then you submit yourself totally to that person. He was referring to, at the time, that what gives us a permission to live our lifestyle of a modern orthodoxy, centrist orthodoxy, and the like, was because we had a gadol, such as he was referring to his father-in-law, the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, that we come under his shoulders, and therefore, and he is our matir for living the lifestyle that we do. But when you come up to Shemayim, I'm not going to have to give a din v'cheshbon besides to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but I'll be standing at the bar of, let's say, he was saying Rav Soloveitchik's bar, and did I live up to his standard? And it's still a very high, you know, a tremendously high standard, even though it gave me permission to live my life of how we're living it. And the same can be said of Rav Lichtenstein, that we're living under his... the permission of his shadow to live our lives with Torah Mada. The shiur that I had was prepared this evening is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We have Yom HaTzmaut coming up later in the week. So there are going to be concepts that many of us have heard before, but hopefully Ein Beis Medrash below Chiddush, and there'll be things hopefully that will be new to you. We'll be talking about things like Kibush, you know, Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia. We'll be talking about, you know, what was Batel and what was not Batel. We're going to talk about terms that you've probably heard before, like Chazaka and Kibush and maybe Shechina, things like that. We're going to spend the first half of this year maybe talking about a question that the Kesef Mishnah asked, which will comes out of the Rambam's position that somehow a kedusha that comes out of chazaka might be more lasting than a kedusha that comes out of kibush, and we'll get to these points, and we'll try to give three answers to why that might be so. On page 3, we're going to get a little bit more specific. Instead of kedushas Eretz Yisrael, we're going to get to kedushas Hamikdash, and we're going to see some sources that point to Shlomo being the Mekadesh of the Beis Hamikdash, and then we're going to talk some maybe David, and we're going to try to come up with a distinction there and follow that through. So that's the outline for tonight's shiur. So source 1, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav, actually had a tremendous havamina. So it's first of all, it starts off with the Mishnah: Kol mitzvah shi tluya ba'aretz, ein nohagas ela ba'aretz. V'sheinu tluya ba'aretz, nohagas bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. So we know that mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz are nohag only in Eretz Yisrael and not in chutz la'aretz. And then the Gemara goes on to say, what do you mean by tluya ba'aretz? Ein tluya ba'aretz. So they come up with the distinction of chovas haguf versus chovas hakarka. Chovas hakarka, shmita, trumos, maestros, those are mitzvos atluyas ba'aretz, and those are only noheg in Eretz Yisrael. Chovas haguf, that's noheg even in chutz la'aretz. So Gemara asks, minhani milei, So now I go in that source where it says Dvarim Yud Bet, it quotes a pasuk. Eila hachukim v'amishpatim asher tishmul la'asos ba'aretz. These are the chukim and the shpatim that you have to fulfill in Eretz Yisrael. So asher nason Hashem lokecha v'sech lecha l'rishta. So these are, you have to follow the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, ba'aretz, and then, but how at the end of the pasuk says, kol hayamim asher etem chayim al adama. So either it expands it from kol hayamim, all your lives, meaning even when you're not in Eretz Yisrael, or al adama is a more expansion than just ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. So when the Gemara is going to deal with, when do we have to follow the mitzvahs? Do we have to follow ba'aretz, which is the first after the pasuk, or do you have to follow the mitzvahs kol hayamim al hadama, even all your lives, even when you're not in Eretz Yisrael, even when you're on kol hadama? So the Gemara gives a havim ba'aretz yochol kol hamitzvahs kulon lo yenugin ela ba'aretz. Is, you know, the possibility that the first half of the pasuk would say you only have to be mekayim mitzvos only in Eretz Yisrael, and there's no chiyuv to be shomer Torah mitzvos in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, the second half of the pasuk tells you, Tamalo kol yom l'mesher tem chayim al adama, comes to be mechayiv you Torah mitzvos chiyuv even in Chutz La'aretz. And which type of mitzvos are those? Those are all the chovas haguf, which would be which you're obligated to perform even though you're living in Chutz La'aretz. The
Ramban takes
He takes it a little further and says they're all practice. Right. It's a very, right. A very, 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 very extreme position.
You have to use Hadama as an expansion to Eretz Yisrael.
Either. What the Gemara said, either because the first half of the pasuk seemed to be limiting Torah mitzvahs only to ba'aretz.
But what? Why do we assume that ha'adama means?
I don't know if it's either adama, either out or from the word kol hayamim. That's why I underline both.
When you're dead, you're putter.
Right, or kol hayamim, even when you're not. The Gemara wants to say even when you're not living all the lives, even when you're not living in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Gemara learns it. So we'll see. However, the Yerushalmi learns it from a different source, and then we'll get to that in source three. I'm not sure why I put source 2 right there. Give me 1 second. So when is this mitzvah? So we said there's a mitzvah in Hatluyas Ba'aretz. So when is the mitzvah Tluyas Ba'aretz? When is it noeg, these Chovas HaKarka? Is it noeg at all times? So you see, it's noeg when we have Kedushas Ha'aretz. So that got us into source 2, because source 2 quoted a pasuk in Dvarim Perek Lamed and said, Ve'viyacha Hashem Elokecha El Ha'aretz Asher Yeshua V'secha. This is after the Tochacha. He says you're gonna sin. Hashem is going to send you out into Galus, and then Hashem is going to do Kibbutz Galus, bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. So he's saying, Ve'viyacha Hashem Elokecha Ha'aretz, he's going to bring you back to Eretz Yisrael, Asher Yeshua V'secha. This is the land that you're ancestors had a Yerusha on, right? And then you, Virishta, and then you yourselves are going to be Yoresh this land that was already Yoresh from your forefathers. And this Yerusha, this second Yerusha that you're going to do when you come back from Kibbutz Golias, Ve'tivcha, it'll be better, Ve'ebrecha, and even larger and stronger, Me'avosecha, from your forefathers. So, okay, so we see that when you're going to, from that pasuk, we're going to learn that when you have the Kedushas Haaretz, you'll see that's when the mitzvahs of the Chovas HaKarka, mitzvahs Tluyas, are chal. Yerushalmi, interesting, in Masechet Shviyas Perek Vav, quoted that same pasuk that we had in source 1 to maybe have the Havamina to limit mitzvahs only to Eretz Yisrael, but instead of going with Kol HaYamim and Al HaDama, and maybe yes, this is your, maybe he didn't, maybe this was pushing, I was going to ask, what was pushing the Yerushalmi different, why was it, maybe that's why he wasn't happy with those, because you can interpret the pasuk, you know, differently than the Bavli did.
If you interpret the pasuk your way, you don't need the pasuk. I don't need a miyut of Ha'aretz
first, and then expand it.
Right,
and then we run it. So, Ksiv, how does Yerushalmi do? Ela achukim and shvatim asher tishmul l'asos ba'aretz. So he quotes the same pasuk. Ba'aretz atem chayim lasos v'yatem chayim lasos b'chutz la'aretz. So adayin arnu omrim. No, we say mitzvos shehein tluyos ba'aretz. If it's a mitzvah tolu ba'aretz, so sure, ein arnu agetz ala ba'aretz. That's true. So yochol, you would have a havamina filu mitzvah shehein tluyos ba'aretz lo yenogu ela ba'aretz. You might think that even other mitzvos, you're saying there's no chi of a mitzvah in chutz la'aretz. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. So instead of quoting the end of our pasuk, the Yishalmi quotes a different pasuk. Talmud lomar hishamu lachem pen yiftel levavchem v'chara. So you, again, you're going to go astray. Hashem is going to be upset at you and kick you out. And then, and then he's still going to place his word on your hearts. So he says, "I feel golem, even though you're in Golus, Hashem is Hashem is going to have, meaning the chi of Torah mitzvahs on your heart, and so you're obligated to perform it even in chutz la'aretz."
Sounds like there's only mitzvah lo tasa in chutz la'aretz.
Yeah,
why? Because Shmartem, means like Azhara.
No, I think the Shemru Lachem might be going on the first when you didn't fulfill it and you got kicked out. That might be the reason. Maybe you go into Galus only because of Los Haseis. I don't know if that, but I wouldn't, if that's the dig you want to say. Okay, so now.
It's not immune
to Los Haseis. Right. So then, okay, so source 4, the Gemara was bringing in the Yavama stuff. Pei Beis was bringing in it was a problem with Rav Yochanan. Does he hold that Truma Maisus is Doraisa? Does he say it's Durabanon? So there was a source that said that maybe it's Doraisa. So he. In Bizman, in his time, even post. Even post Korban by a Cheney. So he wanted to say the position that held that his statement when he said that it was Chayiv and Trumas and Maisis, even post by a Cheney, he was referring to Anad Amrik Reb Yossi. I was referring to Reb Yossi's opinion. The Tana B'Seda Olam, because there's a statement in Seda Olam, which is Sefer of Brysos, which quotes that pasuk again, Asher Yershu Avosecha Virishta, that the land that your forefathers inherited and you will inherit. So he says Yerusha Rishona Ushniya Yesh Lahem. There was a Yerusha Rishona that was from your forefathers. That was Batel, and therefore when you come back, you're gonna have to have a Yerusha Shniya Yesh Lahem. However, Shlishis Ein Lahem, that Yerusha Shniya is going to be lo and void. You're never gonna need to have a Yerusha Shlishis. So that was who was that statement? That was Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi was under the opinion that Kedusha Rishona was only l'shaita ve'ena lasid lavo. It was only temporary. But the second Yerusha was l'olam va'ed, and that was this. And therefore, you will never need a kedusha shlishis. But since the first one was batel, you did need a kedusha sheni, because again, kedusha rishona was batela, but kedusha shniya was l'asid lavo, and that was the opinion of Rav Yossi. If I had to throw out, I mean, Bob, what is Kedusha Rishona, and what was the Kedusha Shniya? So Rashi tells us, what would people say in history, Jewish history, what would be the times for Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shniya? Shini is Ezra, and Rishon was Yoshua. And that's what Rashi says. Yerusha Rishona is Bnei Yoshua Havei, Yerusha, V'chein Shniya Dibimei Ezra. And then he says, Kishagolo, Golos Rishona, and when we went in after Bais Rishon, Batla Kedusha Sa'aretz of Yehoshua, that's the Kedusha Rishona with Batla, and therefore, that's the Yerusha of Avosecha, was Batal, and then Berishta, Ezra's Kedusha, according to Rav Yossi, is going to be lasted forever, and therefore forever, and it wasn't batel. Okay.
Did we see this sort of hinted in the pasuk that you quoted before? Virishta, virusha, virishta, that we say in the Mikseh Hashemayim, that the Kedusha will last longer, the second one will be better and
right and longer.
Greater,
correct. Correct. Right.
So
okay.
It sort of implies that enough.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. We'll see. Because we're going to ask this question: why was the first one batel and the second one not? And as I mentioned, that's going to be a form of major part of the first half of this year. However, there is, I found, maybe some people knew this, could anybody, there's Tosus on this, there, in Yevam Mustaf Pei Beis, actually quoted the Rabbeinu Chananel, who had a different time periods in history, referring to Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia, which I didn't know. And he says, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Rishona is Yerushas Avram Yosef and Yaakov, that is the Kedusha Rishona, and Shnia is the Kedusha of Yehoshua, and that lasts Leolam Vod. The Kedusha of Avram Yosef and Yaakov was Batel, and Kedusha... Now, if I had this opinion of that the first one is Batel, but the second lasts forever, which one do you think has an easier time sort of like answering that? I think Rabbeinu Chananel almost would have an easier time. Okay, so when we weren't yet a nation yet, we were individual. Yes, there are Avos, but we weren't, you know. And okay, so that was Batel. When we come in with Yehoshua, with the Urim Batumim, and with, you know, that's a Kedusha that would last forever. So that may be what was pushing Rabbeinu Chananel to learn the way he did. But again, the B'lo Yitach Ein Tosa says over there, he says that
it does. The second half makes more sense. The first half is hard. To say that there was a Yerusha in the time of the Avos is a little tricky.
Okay, but there was, you know,
he was promised
there.
Yeah,
promised the Avos. But they also did, you know, Yaakov said, Kings that base Elokim, there was Akedah Yitzchak, there were things that they did that could maybe Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak never left the land, so you can say those actions. Rabbi Nachman says that, but it wasn't strong enough, and it wasn't as a national hold, and therefore it was batel. But now, I'm sorry, we weren't an am. Correct, and that's why it was. Rabbi Nachman said that would be easier to make the kedusha shouldn't be batel. However, if we were, yes, just one second. If you're going to take now, let's go back to. But if we're going to go back to our pshat, and this is going to say who does which one is which. First of all, let's go look source 7, the Rambam. Who does how does he learn kedusha rishona and most of everyone else learned Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia. Yeshua of Ezra. And so he says, Kol, and this is in Hilchas Trumas Perak Aleph Halacha Hey. So Kol Shech Ziko Ole Mitzrayim, when you came up with Ole Mitzrayim is the Kedusha from Yehoshua, V'net Kadesh Kedusha Rishona, Kevin Shagalu, Batlu Kedusha Asan, once Nebuchadnezzar went into Galus Bavel, so that Kedusha of Yehoshua was Mitbatel, at ceased. She Kedusha Rishona, Lefisha Haita Mibnei Akibush Bilvad Kedusha L'Shaita V'lo Kedusha L'Asalava. He's going to say it again, but he's already hinting at why it didn't last. He's calling that Kedusha Rishona, the Kedusha of Yehoshua, he's calling that a Kedusha of Kibush. So since we came in and we conquered Eretz Canaan, but someone who come would conquer, and if that gave us a Kedusha because of conquering Kibush, if that was impetus, then Nebuchadnezzar, who expelled us through Kibush, that one Kibush could could be Mavatel. Right? Exactly. It's going to be the Kesavim's question, and that's what we're going to have to deal with. So we're going to... But that's what he's saying. Kevin Charlu B'nei HaGolim, this is Eretz Kedusha, Kedusha Shnia. But the second one, it lasts forever. So you see the Rambam passed like, you know, Rashi, Kedusha Rishona was the like I said, Yehoshua, and Kedusha Shnia was Ezra. So, but our question is going to be, and we're going to come up with certain terms of then again, it's a little difficult. Kedushas Yehoshua came in with Urim V'Tumim, came in, you know, with the Aaron, came in with a Melech. Yehoshua was a Melech. You know, when we came back, what?
They also took
possession of, and we were sovereign state. We took it. We come in Ezra. We got a note from Persia that says, you know, Koresh, it says you can come back. And exactly. Right. So how is that stronger? Why is that lasting forever while seemingly Yeshua? And that's the question. You know, we're going to deal with. Would seem to be a stronger Kedusha. Yes.
Why is Kibush by itself give Kedusha?
Excellent question. Excellent question. So we'll talk about it. Excellent. Yeah.
What does Kedusha mean?
What
does Kedusha of the land mean in general?
Right. Right.
To answer that question.
Right. Excellent. What? Okay. How could Kibush be a Mekadesh? Yeah.
Well, it's pretty clear what the Rambam means by Kedusha, because he's addressing this in the Hilchos Trumos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the manifestation of the Kedusha is that we have certain mitzvos, yeah, and that, you know, that are there are only no heads there.
It's in the state of Kedusha, that gives it Kedusha.
Right, but what gave it? Correct. So we're gonna talk about that. Okay, let's look at some Rambam. Source 9 gives us three Rambams in a row, so we'll just tackle it. So again, things that you've probably heard before. First, I'm on the bottom source of page 1. This is number 8. The Rambam Beisa Bechira Pegvav Halacha Yedalet. So he's saying that the Rambams that came before this were saying that when you wanted to be Mekadesh, the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, there was a certain procession that needed to be done, needed the Melech. You were shechting korbanos, you were singing shira. There was a whole procession how you would be mekadesh the mikdash in Yerushalayim. So he says, kol makom shlo nasa b'chol elu. When you didn't have all these, I think it were five different things that you needed. Uchzeder hazeh ein kiddush gamor v'zeshas. So it's not a kiddush gamor. Oh, Ezra didn't have these things. So why did Ezra v'zeshas? So Ezra shtei todos. He did something with the korban. He tried to and do that. So Zikaron Hushasa, yeah, he didn't have them all. It wasn't he wasn't really being Makadesh, the Migdash and Yerushalayim. It was just doing a Zikaron of how one would go about doing that. So if that's true, he wasn't being Makadesh Ezra because he was missing these things. So he asked, so how is the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim Kadosh if Ezra did not have all the factors? So the Rambam says, "B'kedusha Rishona shekidsh l'Shlomo shehu kiddush ha'azara v'Yerushalayim l'sha'atan u'kedushin l'asid lavo." Wait a second.
He's talking about
what?
This isn't the same.
Excellent. At first glance, one might think there might be a dissonance, a little contradiction. The Rambam himself is going to address it immediately, but it seems to say in 7, he seemed to say kedusha Rishona was only l'shata. Right, Yeshua was saying, and after Kibush came along, it went away, and it was only Kedusha Shnia, which was Lasad Lavo. However, all of a sudden in 8, he says the Kedusha, when he's talking about the Migdash, and he's talking about Yerushalayim, he already starts saying, no, that one's going back to Yeshua. Wait, I said it was Batel, but here, no, I'm saying this one is not Batel, and that's what gave it Kedusha to the Migdash and to Yerushalayim. He's going to answer it immediately in a second. But however, if you hold that's true, that Kedusha Rishona was not Batel when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, and it has Kedusha there, and Ezra didn't have all the things, but he didn't need it, because the Kedusha that Yeshua did was... Shlomo did, was fulfilled, lasad lavo, and from Bais Rishon. So he says that kedusha lasts lefichach makrivim harkavonos kulon afapisha ein sham bayis barner. The Rambam holds that there's kedusha on Harabayit, and even though we don't have a binyan hamigdash, we don't have the structure of the base of migdash, the kedusha is there, and that kedusha would allow one to even be makriv karbanos on Bisman hazek, because it has kedusha.
They did in the time of the
Ezra,
before they built at the beginning.
You can say kedusha at Beit HaMikdash comes from Sulam Yaakov. It was said that it was kodesh even then.
Okay, so there's. We're going to have to say something, but the Rambam doesn't use those terms, but I'm not sure if he's... So he's going to refer to a different term of Kedusha, of that Makom. Okay, so Halacha Tezayin. V'lama, now he's going to ask our question. V'lama ani omer b'migdash v'yushalayim Kedusha Rishona Kedusha Lassid Lavo. Why do I say in Yushalayim in the Migdash the first Kedusha lasts forever? However, uv'a Kedusha Eretz Yisrael in Yishviyas u'maisros u'chayotzebem lo Kedusha Lassid Lavo. But the first one didn't last for Trumas and Maisros, but it lasts for Yushalayim in the base of Migdash, but it doesn't last for all of Eretz Yisrael for Trumas and Maisros. Which way? Does it last or it doesn't last? So, it's going to last for Yushalayim, but it doesn't. Why? What's the distinction? So he gives you the distinction. The fee, shekedushas hamigdash Yushalayim ipnei hashchina, ushchina ina betela. He's saying the kedusha of the migdash, he comes up, we're going to have to define these, try to hone it in. But at face value, he's saying there's another type of kedusha called the kedusha of the shchina. And that happened at the first time. The rest of it happened at the first time. So two things happened at the first time. Kibush, which was all of Eretz Yisrael, that gave Kedusha, and the Kedusha of Shechina on the base of Mikdash and Yerushalayim. So after Yeshua, after we get into Galus Bavel, the Kibush aspect, the Kedusha that came from Kibush, that fell away, but the Kedusha that came from the Shechina was not Bavel.
So you could say that the Kedusha at Eretz is the Eretz itself, the Alema. Kedusha Tashchina is not Kedusha at the Eretz, it's the Shechina in the Makom on top of the Eretz, but it's not the same thing at all.
Okay. Possibly. But there is some differentiation that you're going to make between Kedushas, of Eretz Yisrael, and we know there's Esa Kedushos in Eretz Yisrael, coming from, Chutz La'aretz is not Kedush, Chutz La'aretz is Tameh. Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh, but Eretz Yisrael, these lands had the lowest level of temperature, going all the way up to the Kadosh Kadoshim, which is the highest. V'harei hu omer. And how do I know that this lasted forever? The Shechina ain't a betela. So he quotes a pasuk, "Vashmosi es mikdashchem, va'amru chachamim afapishesh momin that they destroyed, b'kedushashen heim omdim." Even though the base of Mikdash is destroyed, it's still holy in the place. Avachiyav ha'aretz b'shvius v'maisus ainu elip neishu kibush rabim. He's already said that term in a previous Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. V'kevan shenelchaka ha'aretz miyadehem. Batal kibush v'neftar min ator mimasuos umishvius. Sharei eno min Eretz Yisrael. Even though it calls it sort of almost like not even Eretz Yisrael, it's lost its kedusha from the kibush aspect. Okay, so far, but we're not what?
On a result. Afterwards, you can. There's no truma on Harabais, but you bring a korba.
You can bring
no kibush, right?
There's no kibush on. I'm not sure about.
Second,
I don't know about Truma Samaisus on there in that spot, but definitely, there was right. I'm saying no, right.
According to the Bikurim, but there's no place for Bikurim
Arkhiyu. Right. Okay. So far we got two out of three. Now, what about the Rambam's now going to tackle? What about the kedusha of Ezra? Okay, what is that? So we know the Kedusha of Yeshua, we mentioned two things happened. Kibush on all the Aretz, and Kedushas Hashchina, which was on the Mikdash in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now what did Ezra, and we said the first Kibush went away, and that's why Tumas and Maisus fall away from the Kedusha Rishona, but the Kedusha of the Mikdash stays forever because that's Shechina in a Betela. What did Ezra do? Why does Ezra last? Let's say, what does Ezra do? How did he come about and be Mekadesh the land? V'kevan sh'Allah Ezra v'kidsha lo kidsha b'kibush. Ezra didn't do kibush. He had another form of kedusha. What is it? Ela b'chazaka. He did it by settling the land. Ela b'chazaka shechziku ba lufichach. Therefore, kol makim shechziku ba olei bavel. Therefore, when Ezra came, that's the olei bavel. V'nitzkatish b'kidushas Ezra ashnia hu mekudush hayom. It lasts forever. Even though we've got kicked out by the Romans, by Titus, that was not the kiddush of Chazaka was not batel, and therefore we're chayiv even today. The Rambam doesn't hold that it's d'oraisa for a secondary reason of he needed bias kulchem at the time, but the kedusha, is there from that second time. Lomayad. Okay.
When he came, he wasn't
Nachzik. All the Eretz Yisrael. Correct. Ole Bava was less than Ole Mitzrayim. Correct.
Much less than what we hold today.
Correct.
Okay, and he expanded over time, and it shrank over time.
Right.
And anything that he expanded into, we count as Kedusha.
Correct. We did talk about a previous year, probably during this time period. We've talked about Halal on Yom HaTzimut. We've also talked about the different Olei Mitzrayim and all the, in terms of, I'll throw out a term, but Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There was talking about ways that Eretz Yisrael affect different halakhas, not on karka related things like Yom Kippur Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, things like Mikanash Lachosh in Eretz Yisrael. There are other things like Parhelim of Shel Tziborn only in counted Rove of the Kila in Eretz Yisrael. But that was a previous year. So let's so now we came up just to
the
point.
Is it fair to say that if there was kibush, then you could undo it by another kibush?
That's what he said. That's exactly.
Kibush doesn't undo it.
That's what he said. But now the Kesef is just going to ask: does that make sense? sense to you.
Can you say chazaka would undo the chazaka?
So right. So that right. So that he's going to say any other line because he doesn't understand. First of all, two things. He says two things. Any odeya ma koach chazaka gadol mikoach kibush. Why is chazaka stronger, better? So that was v'lam alo nemar, and you're going to say v'lam alo nemar b'chazaka gam kain. Just like, okay, so he's saying, you know, a chazaka is better. You know, a kibush can override a kibush. But then if it came a chazaka, Titus came and uprooted a chazaka. So, you know, why it should be able to, you know, be uprooted also. Why is it more powerful? And also, he's saying, and if for some reason you say chazaka is strong and can last forever, what do you think happened B'nai Yehoshua? You think it was just Kibush and nothing else? He just came in, conquered, but didn't do Chazaka? Of course he did Kibush and Chazaka. So he's going to ask. So you're going to say, Kibush and Chazaka is going to be weaker than Chazaka alone. That's what he's going to say. V'su barishonash nitkatish b'kibush v'chilo haya sham Chazaka? Didn't Yehoshua settle the land too? Atami adifa, what is better? Chazaka below Kibush. Time of Ezra, Chazaka, when we didn't have Kibush, mechazaka im Kibush? He throws up his hands and says, Sarachian. That was the question. And that's the question I wanted, sort of, we got to this point, was like the first half, that was the question. How do, maybe people have heard this question before. I want to offer three answers to this, oh my God, to this question. So the first answer is number 10, is the Tosos Yontif. So Tosos Yontif says, yes. He wants to say the difference between Kibush and Chazak is the following. He says, again, and then again, it comes between peaceful means and by war. So you know, you come something in with kibush. Yes, you're fighting, so fighting can, you know, kibush can overrule that. But sometimes when you come in something with permission, he wants to say we had permission, and the fact that we had permission, it's sort of like a matana. And a matana is we had permission, and then therefore you can have a kinyan on it that can last much longer than if you didn't. Oh, so what happened? But if you once, but settling is a kinyan. So, but we did that also by the time of Yehoshua. Yeah, but that Yehoshua's chazaka was tainted by the kibush. It only came about through once you needed kibush, and then you were able to do a chazaka in the time of Yeshua. But that kibush tainted that chazaka. As opposed to the only way you're saying you settled, but you settled it through war. So therefore, the settlement wasn't a good settlement. As opposed to the second settlement was done in a peaceful way through permission from Cyrus. So therefore, that's his answer to explain the Rambam, and therefore it can last longer. V'nira li l'taritz Yisrael the kibush nachrim ata that kibush Yisrael, that it comes now and is masha'en kain. Right, kibush on the first time could be uproot of kibush. Masha'en kain b'chazaka shechziku miyad melech pras shenasam lehem rishon lahachzik ba. Lo asa kibush, so a kibush or a kibush afterwards cannot overturn that the Ezra's chazaka, which came with permission. L'chazaka shahaita midas hanosin, because it was from permission. So that was his answer. I think a Balabatish answer, or maybe you can argue with that. We're going to give some. Right. So, but somehow he has to come with, you know, I think the question of Kesher Mishnah is a very strong question, but he wants to say, okay, fighting is fighting, right. Law of the jungle, this we're having is peaceful, well, peaceful.
Comes out, the result that comes out from that,
yeah,
is that in order to get the stronger quality of Kiddush Eretz Yisrael,
yeah,
you had to go through a gullus first.
Uh-huh. Or permission. Right. Okay. So he actually wants to say, someone mentioned it. Oh, but didn't when we come into, I thought someone said it here, maybe Yossi did, but when we came into Eretz Yisrael, wasn't that also given as a matana?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it. Right, Hashem gave us the mirror. So isn't that Kol Olam Kula, he owns everything, he gave it to us. But then if you're playing the religious card, he wants to say, then you have to, but he said, we'll only give it to you all tonight that you're showing my Torah mitzvahs. Once we're not showing my Torah mitzvahs, he said, I'm going to kick you out. And therefore, you can say, even that, even that can be
kick you out tonight. That was also a mitzvah.
Right. No, I'm saying kibush was a mitzvah. Kibush was a mitzvah.
Cyrus didn't say that we had to keep on our mitzvah.
So why do you say extinct?
Okay. You could say
that giving permission is a lower level. What a
right.
That's what we said,
and that was a havamina. And that was our whole question. So you have to come up with some. And that, so let's give another answer. Let's give another answer, which I think is a better answer. So the second answer is given by Rav Soloveitchik in Alatshuva in his last essay there, And he says, and I'll say it outside and then we'll say it inside, and he says something very beautiful. And then he's a master of taking like halacha concepts and then bringing it in psychologically to, we'll see how we bring, I'll mention how he brings it back, why it's there, doing there in Ala Tshuva. So he said the difference historically was the following. When Yehoshua came and conquered the land, he started first with Yericho, and he went to Ai, and he went to all the periphery, and it was only, you know, and that's how we conquered. And then, of course, and then it was, when did we get to Yerushalayim and the Mikdash? It wasn't, you know, 450 years later, to, you know, to David and Shlomo, to, you know, finally Makadesh, the, Yerushalayim, you know, Mikdash and Yerushalayim. So he says that was a process from the periphery going to the center. When Ezra came, what did he do? He went straight to Yerushalayim, started building a Mizbeach, started fixing the walls of Yerushalayim, went straight to the heart, and then he started expanding outwards. And that's why it lasts forever. But why? Like I said, why does it last forever? So the Rav Soloveitchik had to say, when we read Rambam Tezayin, we have a model. He put two halachos together. He says, why was the first Kedusha on Beis HaMikdash not Batel? He called it the Kedusha of Shechina, right? And that's why it wasn't Batel. And then he adds, in the same halacha, why is now the Kedusha Shnia not Batel? He calls it, and he puts those two ideas in this. He calls it Chazaka, but he puts those two ideas in the same halacha. So the Rav said, the Chazaka that the Rambam was referring to in that same, is the same principle of Shechina Eina Batela. When Ezra came back and started with the heart, started with the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, that's Kedusha Shechina, which was never Batel, okay? And then he just expands that Shechina of all of Eretz Yisrael. So now the Kedusha Shechina is now expanded to all of Eretz Yisrael. That's why Kedusha Ezra is not Batel, because in its expansion of Kedusha Shechina, which is Eina Batel.
It may be so
different in kind.
It's different in kind. Right, Yoshua's was a kibush, so that Kedusha was only, and it could be Batel by kibush, because it went outside in. It wasn't the Kedusha of the Shechina. The Kedusha of the Shechina was only, it was from Ezra, there was a Kedusha Shechina in Bayis Rishon, but only David and Shlomo's time. But Ezra started with the Kedusha of the Shechina and expanded it, and that's why it's Eina Batela all of Eretz Israel. I thought it's a beautiful idea. I'm going to not read it inside, you can. Why is it doing in Ala Tshuva? So he said beautifully, there were some times when a person is, has certain averas, and sometimes on the periphery, so I'm going to fight this avera on the periphery, and I'm going to fight this avera on the periphery. And you try to do all these battles, and you try to get to the center core, sometimes you don't always get there. But that's one type of process of tshuva that people do, and hopefully they can be successful. But there's another type of tshuva that goes directly into the heart. You all of a sudden understand very deeply in your heart that you have to live a life lifnei Hashem, and that spark that's in there all of a sudden blossoms out across your body and takes over all your actions, because you're motivated by that central idea, and you're not doing all these peripheral fighting, because it's all just blossoming forth from the center. So that was his, I thought, a beautiful idea, how he explained why Kedusha Shnia ain't a Batela, why Chazaka is stronger than Kibush, because Chazaka is an expansion of the Shechina Sheino Batela in the time of Ezra. So that was number two. The third answer is going to be Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and it was not in his. I only have the Chidushi Reb Chaim at home. I don't have what they call the stencils, the Reb Chaim Alashas, and I don't have that. So this was said in there. I apologize that I can't. So I'm only going to say it outside. He asked a question. There was source 12. You know, he was saying his Tana Rabbanan. He says he wants to ask about the Gemara talks about the land of Syria that David was conquered. And wants to know, do they have to have Trumas or Maisus or not? So he quotes the name that there are ways that Syria is like Eretz Yisrael, ways that it's not. So if you're of the opinion that the Chayiv in Trumas and Maisros, like Eretz Yisrael, That's going to be based on the opinion Kasava Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. If you held that David's Kibush or Kibush Yochid is type of Kibush, then we're going to say nowadays we're going to have to keep Trumas and Maestris in Syria, in the Syria. So Reb Chaim was bothered, why are we referencing back to time of David and Kedushas Yochid of David? We said that was batel. Kedusha Rishona was batel. And we only have the Kedusha now from Kedusha Shnia. So who cares about what David did originally? That Kedusha was batel, and we're only acting on Kedusha Shnia. So why should it be dependent on if you hold that Kedusha is Yachid Shmei Kibush or not? So that was his question. So he answers, and this was from on source 13 on the last page. So he said, Ve'itivcha Ve'hirbecha Me'avosecha. So that was the end of that pasuk, which talked about the two Yerushas, Yerusha Avosecha and Virishka. So he says the Torah is already telling us that the second one, as you mentioned, is going to be greater. So the Yerushalmi says in what ways? So Avosecha lo hayalem olmach amalchut v'atem afal pishish alechem olmachut. So the second one's greater, like we mentioned, even though the first one you didn't have an outside kingdom, you were actually sovereign, this one's going to be greater. You're going to be able to establish Kedusha even though you're not completely sovereign. This Davosechem, the Yerushalmi says, needed 14 years of Kibush and Chiluk right before the Kedusha was Chal. Ezra's time, when you go in, it's going to be Chal immediately. Every place that you are, every person that starts, that you conquer, is going to have Kedusha right away. You're not going to have to wait afterwards. So, ways that the Kedusha Shnia were greater than the first. So, Reb Chaim turned everything around. In the stencils, this is how it was told to me in a shir that I heard. A lot of this is based on a shir by Rav Asaf Bednarsh, Rav Miller, and also Rav Jonathan Sachs, and the Sefer Eretz Chemda, and those were some of the sources that I used to collate. So he said like this, complete. We're trying to figure out why is Chazakah stronger than Kibush. And we say that because Chazakah is... we're trying to understand that because we're saying the second one, which was done by Chazakah, lasts forever, and the first one didn't last forever. So the one that lasts forever must be the stronger one, and the one that didn't last forever must be the weaker one. Reb Chaim says, no. He says, you know why the second one lasts? It's because by the fact that it was the second one. There are times in life that a second one, first one, and it says the first one to do it is very hard. First, he wants to say Kibush is stronger than Chazakah, as we might have on it, and maybe coming in with the Urim and Thummim was stronger, but it was the first time, and sometimes the first time doesn't go, to the depth of the Omek, it's shaky, and it could be Mevatol. We're going to try to explain it also. Rav Ben is trying to give a philosophy, a reason behind it, which Reb Chaim didn't. He was just saying, it just says in the Pasuk that the second one is going to be greater. Second one is greater by the fact that it's second, and since it's greater, you don't even need a kibush. A mere chazakah, which we want to say is a permission, is good enough to be makadosh it because it is the second, and the second one can last forever because of the fact that it was a second. So that's how we answer. That's
zero,
how we answer.
Below the surface.
I'm not sure. Maybe even went down to zero, but getting back up to 100 is easier the second time once you've already been there. Still want to attend. So what?
Why does the second one get you back to
100? Why do we get you back? Well, he says, he's not saying why, but Reb Chaim says that the second one happens from the Pasuk, and it says, the Torah is telling you that the second one is greater. The second one is greater. So this is where Reb Benmish put it. I thought it's not. He put a little spur behind. He says the following. When we came the first time, we're a nation looking for a land. We come a land. What does the Torah say? The cisterns are full. The bias is bona. It's flowing. So we came in and we didn't even have to, So are we showing our devotion to the land? Are we showing that we need, it was a good land, so we came there. We got kicked out. We went to Bavel, right? Now life was good in Bavel. Right? Life was even, you can make a parnasa, but you couldn't make a parnasa in Eretz Yisrael. It was very hard. And so by the fact that we came back the second time in Ezra, we're saying it, we're doing this because it is our Yerusha, right? And the fact that, and that's the second time, and Eretz Yisrael, we have a connection, and there is a Kedusha there, and that is what, that connection, going back, even showing you this is our homeland, that is what was Mekadesh the second time with the, and showing you, and which didn't happen the first time. And that's why a second time is stronger than the first, too, because the first time it didn't show us any connection. And once we show our connection, say, even we're coming here no matter what, even though life is good, then if, even if we get kicked out another time after tea, another time, we've established our tremendous connection to the Aretz, the Kedushas Aretz, and that will never be but tell.
How can you, say the Milchama of Kibush is going in easily?
No, I'm saying, but the land was, we were was flowing with milk and honey,
well, we did it with
and it had
Israel.
Cisterns.
We did it with Milchama.
That's what he wants to say, but it didn't show maybe the Chavivas Haaretz at the time. We needed a homeland. The second time, we could have stayed there. We were already, but coming back, and that's why he answered this question, why is it so dependent of if David's Kibush in Syria was considered a Kibush? Because if it wasn't, then when Ezra comes, it's only the first time when Ezra comes back. The only time where we can say to him, Mr. Maisus, when Ezra comes back, if we counted David as a one, then this, when Ezra does it, it's a two. And if it's a two, two's last, and two are less by the fact that it is a two.
The fact that it's a two because it's a gezeiros, or
the philosophy that I gave, yeah, that they're showing you the. So I think maybe I'll save this one for another time. Yom Yerushalayim, the rest of the Shia. So just to sum up, we saw that the Rambam who said Kedusha Rishona was Batel, but the Kedusha Shnia lasts forever. So, however, in Kedusha Rishona, he used two terms. He used Kibush, maybe, which is Batel, but the Shechina, which was Eina Muvutelis on Yerushalayim in the base of Migdash. So, and then we saw that, and the second time, Kedusha Shnia, that lasts forever, he used the term of Chazaka. So we asked the Kesef Mishra's question, why is Chazaka, first of all, the first time also had Chazaka, so that should, if Chazaka is good, it should also let. And if Kibush can overthrow a Kibush, then a Chazaka should be able to overthrow a Chazaka. So again, why does the second one last? That we asked. We gave three answers. One was the Tosfos Yontov, possibly through peaceful means, that and then it was through a Matana, and that somehow was better, and it was tainted, the Yoshua's, even though he might have done Chazaka, it came about through a Kibush, and therefore wasn't as good as Ezra's Chazaka. We saw the idea of the Rav going from outside in, that doesn't last. But if you went from inside out, since you're starting at the Makam HaMikdash, which is in the Shechina in the Batela, Ezra expanded that Shechina all over Eretz Yisrael, and Shechina in the Batela, and that's why it lasted forever. And then we saw the Pasuk of Reb Chaim, it was just saying, almost like Zeres HaKasev, that the two is better than one, then the second time, can maybe get back up there, and maybe have a more lasting effect, just by the very fact that it's the second time. And we gave an idea from Rav Ben Nosh that maybe historically we proved our Chavivas Haaretz, and maybe the second time more than the first time, and maybe that's what instilled the Kedusha in the land forever and ever.
And this time too.